This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Ever have a great idea for a product or invention, something that would benefit others and that you could build a business around, but you didn't know where to go with it? Cincinnati Innovates has been taking submissions for its competition and just reached its deadline for entries earlier this week. The competition is designed to showcase the innovations of Cincinnatians. And joining me this afternoon are Elizabeth Edwards, founder of Cincinnati Innovates, Eileen Weisenbach-Keller, associate professor of marketing at Northern Kentucky University and director of the Fifth Third Bank Entrepreneurship Institute, and Zach Green, who's a past winner of the competition and also founder of MN8 Foxfire. You can join the discussion by calling 513-419-7100, emailing talk@wvxu.org, or finding us on Facebook or Twitter. And Elizabeth, as the founder, why did you start Cincinnati Innovates? You saw a need there, obviously.
Yeah. So about 5 years ago, I was working with a venture capital fund, and a lot has happened in 5 years. You see a lot more in the media now about startups, which is great. But at the time, really, Cincinnati Innovates was founded by a group of sponsors who were trying to promote entrepreneurship in the greater Cincinnati region. We had a ton of entrepreneurs we knew that were sort of sitting in their basements and garages with all these great ideas, but we weren't finding them. And so we wanted to create a way to connect with them and to help them out, give them a leg up. And so the competition's been going on for about 5 years, and we offer about $100,000 in grants to entrepreneurs with great ideas of all stages and all kinds every year.
And this is open to anyone in the greater Cincinnati area who has an innovative idea?
Yes, absolutely. So the Ohio, Kentucky, Indiana region, and really all you need is a connection to greater Cincinnati. Either you work here, live here, graduated from one of our great institutions. And we have seen participation from all age groups, all industries. It's been really exciting.
Eileen, Greater Cincinnati seems to have a lot of this kind of activity going on. They've got competitions, incubators, accelerators. Would you say that Cincinnati is a good area when it comes to innovation and entrepreneurship?
Absolutely. And as Elizabeth said, it's changed vastly in the last 5 years. The environment or the culture of an area can either positively or negatively impact people like Zach from going forward with their idea. And our environment in the greater Cincinnati, Northern Kentucky area has just improved and improved and improved over time so that risk-taking and innovation are becoming much more common.
Zach, you're one of the success stories from Cincinnati Innovates. Tell us about your idea and what it led to.
Well, I was sitting on the back of my fire truck, and I was coming up with an idea of how can I help make my brothers and sister firefighters safe. I had a full-time job at that time with a major corporation. I was a volunteer firefighter, and I came up with an idea, but I just needed that little push to give me that encouragement to take it from an idea and actually put it into action. And Cincinnati Innovates was that push that I needed. I was faced in a situation with my job where my job was being downsized. I was looking at either moving to Indianapolis or possibly taking a demotion. And all of a sudden, here comes this email about innovation contest. I, on a whim, entered it in there and found out a day before I had the big discussion with my manager that I was a finalist. And that was that extra little bit of push that I needed to say, you know what, I'm done with corporate America. I'm going to pursue my lifelong dream of being an entrepreneur. And it all came together because of that encouragement and confidence that Cincinnati Innovates gave me.
So you created this product that helps people to see things better inside a fire. Describe that.
It's a advanced photoluminescent technology. The best way that someone described it once is it's like glow-in-the-dark on steroids. And it takes just a few seconds of light to charge it up, any light source, and it'll glow anywhere from 10 to 20 hours. We started with several products for firefighters and started literally out of the trunk of my car. Thanks to Cincinnati Innovates, I was able to win a grant for a video production piece that helped us to grow. Since then, we now have over 50,000 firefighters. We're in 25 countries, and we just raised $1 million in venture capital financing, and it looks like this year we'll probably finish up with close to $2 million in sales revenues.
But you've also gotten some other benefits out of this competition. You've obviously gotten a lot of things in terms of raising capital, but there are other things that you got besides that, right?
Well, I think Elizabeth is an incredible asset to this city. She is the glue that holds everybody together. We have tremendous banks here. We have tremendous legal counsel. We have tremendous, tremendous innovation. I mean, we're in the home of Procter & Gamble. That is the birthplace of innovation. The problem is nobody really gets in touch with anybody. And what Elizabeth has been able to do is not only start Cincinnati Innovates, but the follow-on. What happened is after the contest, I got an email from her about follow-on financing. And as a result of that, I was able to get connected with some of these great venture capitalists we have here in the area to raise $1 million in follow-on financing to help me grow the company.
And Zach's a great example of someone, you know, you take all of the things that all the successes he had in corporate America and an opportunity that he saw, really a problem that he saw every day. And he thought, you know what, there's a better solution here. But then where do you take that? And that's really why we serve the competition. And there are, like Zach said, so many organizations, existing organizations like the Queen City Angels. There's a great organization here in town, an incubator, the Hamilton County Business Center, that's been around for over 25 years. And it's a simple matter to connect people to say, hey, Zach, you should really talk to you know, these guys over here. They might be able to help you out with a business plan or some marketing materials. But those people actually need to be identified. And the problem with entrepreneurs at the idea stage is there's no way to identify them. We don't walk around with T-shirts on saying, hey, I've got a great idea, but I'm just kind of in the planning stages right now. So that it's just a really broad call to say, if you've got something that you're thinking about, let us connect you with all of these organizations. And hopefully someone can help you either get it over the goal line or tell you, that is the worst idea I've ever heard.
And
Stop wasting your time.
In my role, people are always coming forward saying, I have this idea. You know, what do I do with this? And Cincinnati Innovates gives me an avenue for them to take that baby step, to give them that little bit of courage to say, maybe I don't have a T-shirt that says I have an idea, but I did just put my hand up and ask for attention.
Right.
You know, and we have so many resources, but this is a great one to help them bring that idea to other people.
You bring up a great idea. There's a big difference between innovation and entrepreneurship. Innovation is just simply an idea. Entrepreneurship is putting action behind that idea and adding marketing and branding and growing and distribution and financing and everything else. So it's one thing just to have an idea. That doesn't help you. You need that idea and you need to grow that. And that's the things that you put together and I'm sure that you teach in your class and the people that Elizabeth connects you helps you take it from that great idea phase and take it to how do we grow this market and distribute it and protect it.
Mm-hmm. We'd like to hear your comments and questions. You can call 513-419-7100. Also, you can email talk@wvxu.org or find us on Facebook or Twitter. And you know, people always think about software and computers. Yet what Zach developed is totally non-digital. Is that unusual?
Well, it's not unusual, but it is unusual when you look at a lot of the media around startups. When you hear people talk about startups, for some reason, a lot of those concepts are IT or mobile focus or social or digital. And I mean, look around. How much of our life is non-digital? You know, we need all of these other products to you know, live and be comfortable. And that's really why I wanted to keep Cincinnati Innovates wide open. You know, we're in a town that was, you know, founded on, you know, candle making and soap making. So if we think that we can't make great companies and great products that are not digital, I think we're really selling ourselves short and missing a huge opportunity. And Zach's a great example of, you know, marrying that technology and marketing. And I mean, you leverage social media like no one's business, but you know, your business is a product business. And I really wanted to showcase those as well. And they're also great investment opportunities, and we can't lose sight of that.
What are some of the past ideas that have done well from your competition?
Yeah, so I think that Zach is obviously a great
Zach's obviously one
example. Another really cool product one. This is a winner from last year, Brazilian Back. So it's another product, and this is a at home back hair removal system. And you think about Nair and a lot of products that are out there for women. Well, you know, guys want to go to the beach and you know, want to take care of their situation. Well, this is a way to do that. And so this is a really cool family that developed this product. and they're marketing it. You can check it out at BrazilianBack.com.
I'm going to check that out. Someone called me a Sasquatch once. I'm definitely going to look that one up.
You and me both.
everyone that's tested it loves it. And they're selling. I love their brand, too. And I've really fallen in love with a lot of brands since I innovate. So I think that, we're in a town that really appreciates good design. And they definitely have a local company, actually, at Hamilton County Business Center did their branding, and they did a fantastic job. But that's one that you'll see on grocery store shelves. Another one that I love that's a great example of some of the work that students at UC DAP are doing, there's a product called Ichiban, and it's a stroke diagnostic headband. And this was a product that was developed by a team of business students, biomedical engineers, and industrial design students. And I love that cross-campus, collaboration. But one thing that was, I think, just surprising to me and surprising to the rest of the investors and the judges that are on the panel of judges that select our winners every year, when we looked at the entries for the first time, the first year, it was student after student after student that ended up in the top 10. And the funny thing was that the judges didn't know this, but as I was looking at, okay, well, here's the entry and let's check out the information, the contestant information that corresponds with that, they were all, 20-year-old kids in college. And I thought, oh my God, what are they going to think? Where all of these awards are going to students. But what a great testament to the fact that it doesn't matter how old you are, you can have great ideas. And we have organizations here that can help you develop that into a business. Now, Zach can tell you, it's tough.
I bet it is. It's not as easy as it sounds, but not as formidable either. Do you ever get any examples of just totally way out there kinds of things?
Oh, my God. If back hair removal is not out there.
That's true.
Glow-in-the-dark fireman.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
Right, yeah.
Well, my guests are Elizabeth Edwards, Eileen Weisenbach-Keller, and Zach Green, and we'll continue our discussion about Cincinnati Innovates after the break. We'd like to hear your questions and comments at 513-419-7100. You can email us at talk@wvxu.org or find us on Facebook or Twitter. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.